Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are back. We're here. You're with Dr. Harris. Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. We are in the house once again. We are coming strong and we are coming hard. And we are just going to have some fun tonight. Why is this saying this?
Show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2. Your show now, press 1. To hear.
Later, or report a problem through the Blog Talk Radio webpage.
Oh my God.
Start your show now, press 1 to hear important.
We are sorry, but we are experiencing a problem with our system. Please try your call again later or report a problem through the Blog Talk Radio webpage.
Hello?
You're not going to believe this. They're talking about they're having technical difficulty.
Oh.
We are sorry, but we are experiencing a problem with our system. Please try your call again
later.
Yeah, I
was wondering because it went through and then it was transferred and then it just kicked me out. And I'm like, what the heck? And I called back and it did it again.
To hear important instructions, press 2.
Can't believe this.
My daughter calling long distance. So if they get it up and running, just text me and I'll call back and get in.
Okay. No, we have to do it a different day. Okay. I'm sorry.
All right.
But we're experiencing a problem with our system. Please try your call again later or report a problem through the Blog Talk Radio webpage.
To start your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions.
Well, you're not going to let me do a show tonight.
Your show now, press 1 to hear important.
I'm talking about they having technical difficulty with the system. It's election night and probably everybody's on the system and it's overloaded.
To start your show now, press 1 to hear important instructions.
I spent an hour putting this show together. Alright, so what's going on with him today? He hid your keys.
Yeah, he got my keys going. I don't know what he was doing with them. And I caught him with them and he ran out the road and he threw them on top of the like shelf part. We gotta figure out why he goes. Keep doing stuff like that out of nowhere. Where are the spray bottles?
Can you hear me, Floyd?
Yeah, what happened?
No, he just got the keys. I couldn't go over there. He had my keys. Doing too much. But right now, we in a book. So, I know he's ready to go back to school.
How do you know that?
Because
I know. Oh, okay. Well, I guess we do.
Love books, love reading.
I just don't understand why he doesn't talk.
He said he never heard him talk.
I never heard him talk. He just,
you gotta talk to
he just looks around and walks. I'm like, do you know how to talk? Yeah, you know how to talk. I'm like, well, why don't?
He's not gonna talk.
Huh?
You gotta make him talk to you. He'll talk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll go to the gym and go work out.
You said what?
I guess I'll head to the gym and go work out.
Go to the gym?
Yeah.
You going to Planet Fitness?
Yeah.
Over here by my house?
I was thinking about it.
Ooh, coming into the neighborhood. Oh, no, you were on the west side.
Yeah, since I'm not going to do this show tonight, I might as well make use of my time. Yeah, I think I'll go put on my gym clothes.
All right, well.
And I'll be live streaming while I'm at the gym, so. I'll be throwing weights around. Yeah. Okay, all right.
You know, it's a private gym over here. You can work out by yourself.
No, I need an audience.
Huh?
I need an audience.
Oh, okay. I thought that was irritating, dropping them weights all loud. And
they just cut the siren on me, that's all.
All right.
Okay.
This call will be recorded and may be monitored for quality and training purposes. Please remain on the line while we transfer you to our next available customer service representative.
Thank you for calling
Plaza
Shaw. This is James. How can I help you?
Yeah. Are you on Valentine?
Say what?
Are you near Valentine and Shaw? What time you close? Oh, so you open 24 hours a day. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hello.
You all right over there?
Yeah, I called in, but I heard that the show wasn't happening, so I clicked off.
I think because it's election night, the system is all clogged up.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
And so when I got on it, so the system,
that's a possibility. there's a lot of stuff going on. Listen, I was going to do my mail-in ballot today, right, and mail it off, and I couldn't find it. So I don't know if I threw it out with junk mail, but anyway, I had to go over to Legacy Commons to vote over there across the street from Edison.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I was like, oh, man, so it's a possibility. It's a possibility. A lot of stuff going on.
Well, listen, I wanted to, hold on, let me move my stuff back in here. I'm so upset.
Don't
be upset, Rev. You'll have a chance to talk about it, but I'm glad we're talking. I was going to ask you,
And they reached out to me. So it makes a difference.
Yeah.
It does. It makes a big difference. Yeah, because it used to float. You know, do you remember when we used to have it at Hickman Center?
heart attack.
And he tried to, I was just responding to somebody on Facebook talking about there's the first Juneteenth cookbook, and I'm like, that's the first Juneteenth cookbook that white society has approved, that some black lady wrote it. Black people have been celebrating Juneteenth for over 100 years. Yeah, I know that there are black cookbooks out there that could be just as well called a Juneteenth cookbook. But the Black Family Reunion, soul food, I mean, it's just, it's getting
You know, there's been to wipe out blacks here, which they've slowly been doing it. And they done took over Hispanics and took over Edison right now. They got Cesar Chavez's picture right smack at the administration office. When I have time, to tell you the story about what's really going on.
Yeah, I need you to tell me what's going on, Rev, because you see a lot of people. I'll tell you one thing. I was going to get me a $5 biggie bag of Wendy's last week and saw that Louis Key Market mural been painted over. Mm-hmm. And what I saw, there were a bunch of Mexicans standing out there looking at the new sign they just put up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, they couldn't have left the mural that celebrated the West Side. They had to paint over it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Fresno, this is not the place that I know. I'll put it to you this way, Rev. You're one of the few real black people that I know. Black people don't just sell out like that. Not real ones.
Right.
Mm-mm. Not real ones. And I know that money is, enticing and all that, but you got to stick to your values, your core values as a people.
Right.
So I was asking Tony last week if he had heard from Janice, right, about Juneteenth, and he said, well, no, I haven't heard from her. And I said, well, you know, she's going to have you work in a booth, so I'm sure you will hear from her, you know. So he said, well, I know you guys are probably getting ready for your summer program. And I said, yeah. But you know what, Rev, I didn't share any details with them because I just felt uncomfortable. And that's unfortunate. And it's not like I have a problem that I hate Tony or anything like that, but I don't know. I tried to tell him about Janice, but he got to learn the hard way.
Yeah.
He got to learn the hard way. So.
Well, what I was going to ask you, I'm not dealing with Janice anymore. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, I like her as a person, but I just don't like how she do business. And
mm-hmm.
She's very sneaky, conniving, and, you know. So anyway,
yeah.
Freedom School is not going to participate. Maybe I should have
talked. I was going to ask you about that. Thank you for letting me know that.
Yeah, maybe I should have talked to everybody first. But after her behavior over at Free and Me, I just feel uncomfortable around her. I
yeah.
like her as a person, you know. It's just,
mm-hmm.
I just don't like people disrespecting people and, you know, it's just not.
We don't need that kind of drama, Rev.
Yeah,
we really don't.
It's just not who I am. But what I wanted to do was, I bought the series of Hidden Colors 1-5.
Mm.
And I just made a flyer that I want. Anyway, it says, Free AME Ministry celebrate Juneteenth and, you know, Hidden Colors 1-5.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to, that's why I was asking you about the dates. So June 19th is.
Let me see. I'm looking at my calendar now. So, like, the 18th would work. The 18th would work, which is a Saturday. The 17th is a Friday. 18th is a Saturday. 19th is a Sunday, which is Father's Day. So you probably don't want to do it on that day.
Okay, so June 14th. So I'm just counting the five series of the day. So 14, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the 18th will be the fifth series.
That's the Saturday. That's 1, 2, 3 Saturdays in. And that's,
right,
that's going to be covering, yeah, that could count as Juneteenth.
Okay, so we'll start the first one on the 14th.
Okay. Now you know our program starts on the 14th. Our summer program starts on the 14th. The 14th, 15th, and 16th, the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the summer program is going to be running.
Okay. So our program is not running at night, is it?
No. It's not running at night.
Right.
You're right.
So, I was thinking more of the evening time.
Okay. Pardon me. So you're gonna what time are you gonna start showing it?
Well, I was thinking maybe, you know, around in the evening, like maybe 6 or.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good, because by the time it's over and people have talked and stuff, it'll just be getting dark.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're not going to get through the whole thing, but at least we'll go through each series for, I mean, we just watch an hour of it and then have a conversation.
Right.
I think would be good.
You know, it will be good if we could show part of it maybe to the kids, but
yeah.
I like the evening deal. That sounds good. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, we can show them movies and part of that too. You know, it's part of Juneteenth. I just think Juneteenth and Hidden Colors goes together. You know.
Mm. It's a very good series.
Yeah.
And if it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't have known about it. But it's a very good series. Yes, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, so
that's a good idea.
So I put at the bottom, we will discuss Juneteenth. And watch the series. Uh-oh. Watch. Anyway, we'll discuss Juneteenth and watch the series of Hidden Colors. Yeah.
That sounds really good. I was so grateful that my mom shared that information about what Juneteenth was from somebody who actually went to, you know, those kind of things as a child. It was really an eye-opening experience for me. So yeah, the fact that they're making it a federal holiday, you're right about, you know, white people trying to hijack stuff. It's just, did you hear about Walmart trying to make Juneteenth ice cream for sale? I guess there was a big backlash, and they got so many complaints that they decided not to do it. But, yeah, because they had that on Facebook about a week or two ago, and I guess it was a big uproar, and they decided not to do it.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody want to make money off of us, Rev.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Yep.
We just a cash cow for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that people are going to learn about Freedom School is that the things that the kids are going to learn at Freedom School are things that they're going to be able to use for the rest of their life. And that's just straight up.
Right.
That's just the way it is. So.
Right.
Yep.
So I just put, we will discuss Juneteenth and watch Hidden Colors at 806 Collins, Fresno, California, 906 at 6 p.m.
Sounds good. That sounds really good. And give people some other options other than just what's happening.
We're gonna get kickback from Janice on this, trust me.
You might care about what Janice got to say. You already know what.
You don't get kicked out from that sister. You watch.
Well, hell, you know what? If you can't take the heat, don't be putting on shit. Because, you know, she don't own Juneteenth.
Right.
She really don't. I mean, sister, I can't remember. I think her last name was Williams, but I'm not sure. The older black sister that was doing Juneteenth at Hidden Center for all those years, I don't remember Janice being out there. And I should know because I went to a lot of them. My mom and I had a booth one year, but we went every year, and it was always nice. It wasn't just really big, and people who lived in the neighborhood could actually walk to the Juneteenth. Now, you got to get on a bus or get in your car and go down there and, you know, pay for parking, I'm sure, and all of that. So I know Janice is probably patting herself on the back, but... You know, think about the people. Think about the people.
I had somebody call me today about that. They said, hey, man, did you hear about Juneteenth not going to be in the community no more? I said, yeah, I heard. What is all that about? I mean, we ain't got nothing as it is. We going to take Juneteenth out of the community? And take it to something downtown. Boy, they were hot. I said, well.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know what to tell you.
I know, but they're making a good point. You know, how are we going to build Southwest Fresno up if we don't continue to have things in our own neighborhood? I mean, Mexico's never had that problem. And I understand that they spread out all over, but you don't hear them having these problems in the Southeast because they already know. You know, we need to have it over here, you know, where, you know, a lot of us are. I mean, and they are getting listened to. They get a new park over there, a new regional park in Southeast Fresno. So, shit. And what are we getting? We're getting some industrial bullshit over here. Excuse my language.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're getting. I'm not trying to have us play the victim, but the truth of the matter is that, like you say, we don't have any power.
Nope. I have a damn thing.
People like Janice and Tate Hill and... You know, Eric Payne, people like that, they think they got some power. They don't have any juice.
Nope.
Not really. But I have to say, Rev, I think Freedom School has been blessed with the people that are on our board now and the people that you're looking at. I haven't met these other two people, but...
Yeah, that was the other thing I talked to. You know what? He had worked on the website. I need to send it to you so you can look at it. And I need to get a date and time where y'all can speak with him.
Yeah, that would be good. Just like I was saying before, you know, we have a working board. And for the last few months, you know, that's come back to bite me on the ass. But you know what? It's worked for us, though. It has. Having a working board has worked for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the fact that he's bilingual and he knows Spanish, I think that's excellent. I really do. You better be brushing up on your Spanish. You're going to Cuba next month.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm gonna be able to go now, because one, we got this compost grant thing going, and I gotta be here to.
I'm gonna look up the terms around where you could go. See, I was gonna teach you about the Spanish, because my Spanish stinks, but you still might be able to go. Something might happen where you still might be able to go.
It's just bad timing. And it's always next year.
Charlie to help, but I had asked him when I thought that Rashid wasn't going to be able to
rush is going to be here for it. So that's good. So do you know what you're going to cover on orientation?
Yeah, I've been printing out a lot of stuff and getting a packet. Maybe 20 now and next before we start, I can show it to you.
Because I know you had given me two things. It was the vegetable planting guide and the garden of the sun.
Right.
So are you putting stuff like that in there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm gonna try to not try. I'm gonna make packets. I'm gonna try to see if there's something to put on logo or something.
Does Myrick do stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm not asking.
Okay, that's good. I was just recommending him to somebody in that 559 Black Businesses deal. They were looking for somebody to do t-shirts, and I recommended him. So that'd be great if they could do that. You know, talk about taking it to the next level. That's really good, bro. That is really good.
Maybe use it as a souvenir, you know, on the property.
They're going to be getting a lot of stuff. Think about it. They'll have that. They'll have their t-shirts. They'll have whatever they make in craft class. They'll have their overalls, their certificate, plus the money stipend. It's a lot of stuff, man.
Right.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's
I'm just crossing my fingers that, you know, they're expanding this program throughout different sites.
Well, we're going to reimburse you. That's how we do it, because you know that our system will be on you.
We're also hoping that, like, on our last day, it's just going to be a free day, a fun day, that none of us have to cook, and that includes you, have to eat, you know, whether we order pizzas or sub sandwiches or whatever it's going to be, and, you know, potato salad or whatever, that we don't have to, you know, the board and staff can just kind of take that too.
Right.
Just for the kids, so.
Right, right. Good.
It's gonna be good. But like I said, this is your mission, Rev. You know, you had a good one. You know, you had a good one on this one, and it's cold for me. I don't know what people gonna get the fever. Watch and see what I'm saying. They're gonna get critical fever. I'm telling you. I told that one guy, and I missed it.
So I'm looking for this
I'm
going to
do a field trip.
Everybody's copycat.
Everybody, but they can't sustain a breath. They don't have you at the helm. You know, they don't have to have me, you know, working in the background either. So they are not freedom school. You know, they're just not. But you're right, though. Yolanda tried it. She couldn't sustain it. What if what she did with that $1 million? You know, where did that money go? This is my $500,000 that should have been ours, but that's okay. We're still trucking. So, okay, well, listen, I'm gonna look at John's site, and you can probably forget all those text messages that I sent you. Like I said, I was bugging. So, from any, not that I should kind of know where we stand so far as numbers. And you know how you were talking about kids just going to show up on the 14th?
Right.
That's a possibility. We tried to build an area where it wouldn't be like that, but there's a real possibility that it might turn out like that. So, that you're looking down the road farther than the rest of us on that. So, okay. Well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I'm going to look at the site and see what's there.
Okay, all right.
Okay, that's all of you. All right.
You are
in
the yard?
Huh? You are in the yard? No, I'm about to right now.
Yeah, I know what I forgot to ask you. I'm going to ask you, could you maybe help us see where you want to go ahead and colors?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I can do that. I need to watch it again, but I just say for that I can do that.
Okay, well, I can drop this. Let's see.
So
I hope it's successful, not for her sake, but for the black community's sake. Because Janet's going to take care of Janet. That's just her thing. And I ain't hating on her. I don't dislike Janet as a person. It's like you said, I just don't like the way she do business.
So Tony don't see that, huh?
I guess not. But, you know, he'll find out that she's going to burn him eventually. She's going to burn him eventually. It's just a matter of time. He thinks that the way she ran the program over there was just peachy. And, you know, he's known her and her sister Cheryl longer than I have. Because, see, he knew them before we got to high school. I didn't know him until we got to high school. He knew him in, like, elementary school and middle school. I didn't know him back then. So if it's like that, I say more power to him. But, you know, when he get burned, we might not hear about it for a while, but we'll hear about it. I'll hear about it eventually.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell it because I'm going to say, you know what? I told you how she was, but you didn't want to listen. Or her yes, make the soft behind. She gonna get him. It's just a matter of time, Rare. She gonna get him. But yeah, I will be happy to debrief with the Hidden Colors. That's not a problem.
Okay, I'm gonna send it over to this lady in New York so she can look it over.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
Thank
Bye.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, I'm just going to go to a gym. Would you mind if I did that every day? Because I kind of want to start going every day.
A little bit at a time. Yes. Not even in the area. But you saying that our building got hit? Yeah, I'm not in the area right now. No, I'm the only one that has keys. All right, thank you. That don't even make sense.
This is how to apply for the bank that I'm supposed to pass the checkout.
All right, thank you. Huh?
This is currently what I need to make a bank account in the mechanics bank where I cash that checkout.
So you have a social security card?
No. I only asked my social worker for that, and I'm going to apply for, we need to go to DMV for an ID card.
Okay. All right.
Oh, shoot. It's actually $5 for me. Because since I'm still technically a minor. Wait, when do you think we could go?
Sweet.
Okay, because I can schedule on my appointment.
Next, I gotta check out your summer school schedule. I'll let you know tomorrow.
Okay. Do I use your phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. The one in Real Park, right? The one in River Park is closest?
Which bank is it?
Okay, so you said next week, which today is the 2nd. 2, they would be the best for you.
Friday.
On Friday, the 17th? Okay. At what time? Like, apparently, you can schedule a time.
Hello. Oh, I forgot whatever it was. police just called me talking about there was some shots fired over by the church. I don't know what's going on. Everything is just, folks are going crazy right now. Right. Yeah. So y'all getting ready to head out of here, huh? Oh, your husband not going with you? Oh, wow. You haven't gotten any better, huh? Well, I can tell them welcome to my world. the little black folk. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll check it tomorrow. And y'all had elections down there? Did y'all have elections down in Tulare? Yeah. Shit. Yeah, I gotta go drop it off. Oh, they don't. What do you need?
And what time is best?
Right. Where is this at? Right. Yeah.
It's in like River Park. There's one in River Park and there's one in Clovis.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Those are the closest ones I know. The one in River
Park. Which bank is that?
Mechanics Bank. There's one in River Park and there's one in Clovis that I know of.
Okay.
Well, that would mean we need to go to the DMV before that thing. Because, actually,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't
mind. I gotta check my schedule for next week. My work schedule, I'm not sure. So, keep reminding me.
Oh.
I said, keep reminding me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make it happen. So day is you guys summer school start?
Monday, I think.
You have your classes already?
Yes.
What are you taking?
Math. I'm also taking science. And I think I'm taking English.
Hello.
Checking on you.
Yeah. I'm alive.
Ain't nothing been the same since you left.
What do you mean?
Nothing's been the same since you left. What do you mean what I mean?
I'm just visiting my mom.
How's she doing?
She's doing okay. Today I shoveled hay.
Great. Chance to work out. Finally.
Yeah, clean the barn.
Yeah, you won't come out to my farm, so.
Yeah. I'm actually pretty tired. It took me 4 hours.
Look tired. Look sexy when you're tired.
I'm very tired. I'm not very sexy.
What I say?
I'm listening to you.
I cannot feel it. I just said. I just said you do.
Did you hear me?
It's all right. Another day. Every second of my life is accounted for, so.
Oh. Is it really hot there?
Hella hot.
It's been 60 degrees here. And raining and storming. All that stuff.
So you're going to be moving back when you're moving back.
I'm not moving back.
Why not?
Over here?
Yeah.
I can't stand the cold.
Oh, God. You just...
I don't like the snow.
What?
They get a lot of snow over here.
So you don't like the snow?
I don't like to be cold and wet. They have longer cold time than they do warm time. But then again, I don't like 100-degree weather either.
You're just a hard woman to please, or so.
No. I wouldn't mind the snow, but ever since I broke my leg, it's just not the same.
Well, you go on and get some rest, Miss Shoveling, hey? And
you call me to tell me to get some rest.
And when you get back to California, I'm gonna measure your arms and see what type of muscles you got.
I don't have any muscles.
Yeah, maybe
I can't even find my arm.
Yeah, maybe.
Wait, let me see your muscles.
Maybe you're ready to go bench press with me all of a sudden, right?
No benching for me. I'm supposed to be on vacation, but I feel like I'm doing more now than I normally do.
Well.
But it's okay.
I'm going to check.
I'm going to go fishing, I think, Thursday.
Fishing.
You like to fish? Mm-hmm. I like to fish.
What do you like to catch?
Huh?
What do you like to catch?
Northern walleye.
Northern who?
Or a walleye.
What the hell is that? A walrus, you said?
Big fish.
I don't know, but it's scaring me. Sound like you said a walrus. I said a walrus.
No walrus is for me.
Oh my God.
But why do you call me to tell me I gotta get some rest? You called me for a reason.
Because you look tired.
I am tired.
I don't like to mess with nobody when they're tired.
It's also a time change here.
What's the time?
I don't know. 10:30. Not much of a time change, but there's a time change.
Somebody.
But it doesn't matter. You're Mr. Get up at 2:00 in the morning. You don't even sleep.
I'm an early riser. You be trying
early
to
riser
sleep.
And a late to go to bed person.
You be trying to sleep, and I'll be messing with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just leave a little note and say I got to go to work, too much sleeping going on.
Are you? A woman needs her beauty rest.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. That's why I said I need to let you go so you can get your beauty rest. I ain't trying to mess up beauty. I like beauty. Why I want to mess up beauty? I love beauty, okay?
I know.
You know what I mean? I love beauty. I love it. I like to look at it.
Do you have any foster kids with you?
Got two of them.
Oh, yeah?
And they're running me crazy. No, they ain't running me crazy. Let me stop that.
You keep telling me that you're going to stop doing that, and you never do.
I don't know. I'm trying to buy me a house. I'm trying to buy me some land. Somebody just hacked my credit card. It's just been a mess.
Yeah.
But waiting on you to get back. So you'll be back at the end of the month, right?
Yeah.
Driving back?
Yep.
You love to drive, don't you?
It's relaxing, except for, I don't know, it's supposed to be really stormy, and so I just hope no storm takes me away.
Fly away.
Sweet Jesus.
Uh-oh. I didn't know you sang.
I don't sing, but you do. I've listened to you.
You singing now. Okay.
Oh, you sing.
I see what this is.
Hey, sing for me.
Sing for you?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I have to preach last Sunday. When you get back to California, I don't want to hear nothing about you ain't got time to see me. You ain't got time. I got to go to Oakhurst. I gotta go to Visalia. I gotta go. Oh, I'm like, here.
Never go to Oakhurst. I've never even
done that. Whatever excuse you got, I don't want to hear it.
You're busier than me.
I don't want to hear it.
You're
busier than me. I don't want to hear it.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
one piece of hair is saying straight up in the air.
Hmm?
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear you sing on the computer. I don't want to hear you sing, like,
no.
As you...
I don't know how to sing. I don't have a singing voice right now.
But you do
now,
sing.
Now, I did what?
I said, but you do sing.
Where does this thing go? Sometime I do.
You only sing church music?
Mm-mm. I'm a rapper, too.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-mm.
I'm waiting.
I'm not in a rapping mood. You gotta be in a rapping mood.
I'm in a rapping mood. To hear you.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to find this. I think somebody out here shooting at each other. What time do you, oh, God. What time do you get up in the morning?
I'm on vacation. I don't have time. I'm taking a vacation in 8 years.
Okay, that's what I want to hear when you get back. See what you just said?
That I haven't taken a vacation in 8 years?
I'm going to get up, I'm going to get up. Appreciation last week. Huh? I'm gonna hear the same thing when you get back. I ain't gotta get up. I ain't gotta get up. And I want to get up because I'm on vacation. Okay, well, you're on vacation and I'm around.
I'm going to go to sleep.
You got to get your rest. And
I'll check, right. I'll
check
I'll talk
it
to you later.
All right, bye.
Thank you.